You know, when I started preaching on Genesis, I started with chapter 6 to talk about being shut in and not shut out.
咁我之前喺度讲创世纪第六章嘅时候咧，就系话我哋系关闭，但系我哋并唔系排外嘅。
And then I jump to chapter 8, second half of chapter 8 and to chapter 9, talking about a God who gives us second chances.
八至九章咧就系讲神俾我哋嘅第二次机会。
And I miss or I skip the center chapter 7 and chapter 8 first half.
咁我係跳開咗由第七章去到第八章嘅前半段。
And so today I'm coming back to this portion of scriptures。
咁我今日咧就翻嚟呢段嘅經文。
And it is the reason why God saved Noah and judged the rest of the world。
咁呢個咧就係神點解去拯救挪亞佢一家人，但係係審判其他嘅。
You see, man by nature is rebellious。
人嘅本性就係叛逆。
Even as God's people, we are affected by this rebellious nature.
就是在我们本身的人性里面，我们是看到我们的这个缺点。
We see this in the Old Testament, we see this in the New Testament.
我们在新约和在旧约里面都看到。
And when in the New Testament, we see that even the religious leaders are affected by this nature.
咁我哋睇到呢啲宗教嘅领袖咧，其实都系睇到呢个嘅本性喺度。
The Pharisees were more sophisticated in how they interpret the scriptures。
法利赛人系喺去佢点样去解读呢个圣经里边咧，佢哋非常之繁复嘅。
And they interpreted God's law to suit their fancies。
佢哋将讲解神嘅律法咧，就系符合佢哋嘅幻想。
Or to avoid obeying what God says in His word。
或者是他们是避免去遵守神对他所说的。
In chapter 6, at the end of it, we read of a sentence that says, Noah did everything that God commanded of him.
我们看到六章结尾呢，就是圣经这样形容，就是说挪亚他是遵行神一切所吩咐他的。
And then when we come to chapter 7, verse 1, God says he considered Noah a righteous person.In his generation.
咁七章嘅第一节咧，就系神对挪亚讲咧，就系话我看你喺你个世代里边咧，你系个义人。
The story of Noah depicts that, or the story in particular, the ark that God asked Noah to build depicts God will save the righteous.
咁咧喺呢个挪亚嘅方舟里边咧，就系睇到神点样嘅一个去拯救、去救一啲正义、公义嘅人。
While the universal flood.Depicts that God will judge the unrighteous.
但是就用这个普世的洪水去审判是其他的。
And so this is the whole context or background of the story of Noah from chapter 6 to 9.
这个就是挪亚当时候的一个背景，由六章去到九章。
See, God saved Noah because he did all that God told him to do.
神去拯救挪亚，因为佢系遵行神一切所吩咐佢嘅。
And so we read here in chapter 7, verse 1 to verse 5. Can you read for us first 1 to 5?
我哋嚟睇下今日嘅经文喺创世纪七章一去到第五节。耶和华对挪亚说：你和你的全家都要进入方舟，因为这世代中，我看你在我面前是个义人。凡洁净的牲畜，你要各取七公七母；不洁净的牲畜，你要各取一公一母。天空的飞鸟也要各取七公七母，为要留种，活存在全地面上。因为再过七天，我要降雨在地上四十昼夜，把我所造的一切生物从地面上除灭。挪亚就遵照耶和华吩咐他的去做。
And so verse 5 repeat the sentence of 6:22.
咁佢係再重複一次好似第六章尾嘅說話。
All because Noah did all that God commanded him.
因為都係話挪亞遵照神所吩咐佢嘅。
And note also that God not only asked Noah to take the clean animal but also the unclean animal.
神不單止吩咐挪亞去要將潔淨嘅連不潔淨嘅動物都要帶入方舟。
God loved all His creation.
神爱佢一切所创造嘅。
including the animals, clean or unclean.
亦都係包括動物，無論係潔淨嘅同不潔淨嘅。
You see, this is how God considered Noah as a righteous person.
呢個就係點樣睇到神係視呢個睇挪亞係一個義人。
He did all that God commanded him to do.
神所吩咐一切嘅挪亞就照著去行。
But when we come to the New Testament, we know that we are considered as righteous differently from Genesis chapter 7 or here.
咁我哋喺新約時候，你睇到我哋嘅被稱為一個義人，同挪亞時代係唔一樣嘅。
We are considered in the eyes of God as righteous by the atoning blood of Jesus Christ.
我哋係藉著耶穌基督嘅一個寶血，神係睇我哋係為義嘅。
However, we are also expected to do all that God says that we are to do as a believers.
咁但同樣咧，神都係希望我哋係遵照一切佢所行嘅。
In other words, we shouldn't be doing what other people tell us to do.
咁我哋咧係唔應該去跟住其他人去話俾你聽點樣去做嘅。
Particularly the evil things that the unbelievers do.
尤其係不信嘅係邪惡嘅事情。
Or we should not be doing something that we ourselves want to do or say we must do.
或者係我哋自己心所想去做嘅。
Especially when it is harmful for us or for others.
尤其對我哋自己係傷害或者傷害到其他人。
When it contradicts all that God says in the scriptures.
亦都係同神所喺聖經裏邊吩咐嘅違背嘅。
And so as someone made righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ,The question then is, are we doing all that God says?
咁我哋既然係藉著耶穌基督嘅寶血嚟到稱義嘅時候，咁我哋有冇遵行神所吩咐我哋嘅咧
？Because if you take the standard of given to Noah to be considered righteous, then if we are not doing so, we will be considered as unrighteous.
挪亞嘅標準咧，就係話佢係行神一切所吩咐嘅。咁如果我哋達唔到呢個標準嘅話，咁我哋就係成為不義嘅。
Or as John the Baptist said when people were coming to him to be baptized，
或者就正如施洗約翰係對當時候嘅人咁講
，Where are your fruits of repentance？
你悔改嘅果子喺邊咧
？You see, if that is the case, or if that's so, therefore we are like the people in Noah's time.
如果係咁樣嘅話，我哋就好似挪亞時代嘅嗰啲人咁樣。
We are not being righteous, even though we are made righteous by the blood of Christ.
我哋係成為不義嘅，就算我哋係藉著耶穌嘅寶血，就係稱義。
The universal flood is the judgment for the unrighteous.
呢個普世嘅洪水係成為當時候嘅一個審判。
But God in His mercy did not.Do the same thing to us today.
但係神因為佢嘅憐憫緣故，並冇去再去咁樣做。
But could the pandemic is a wake-up call for us to stop our unrighteousness?
咁但係對呢個疫情嚟講，可能係對我哋再次去提醒，我哋再次睇到我哋嘅不義。
A wake-up call to tell us to turn to God or turn back to God if we have wandered away from Him and be righteous again.By doing all that he tells us to do.
一個提醒就係話叫我哋去悔改回轉，能夠翻翻去神嗰度，亦都去按神所吩咐嘅去行。
Then the story goes on in verses 6 to 12. Can you read for us verses 6 to 12?
咁六去到十二節就咁講嘅。當洪水在地上泛濫嘅時候，挪亞已經六百歲。挪亞同佢嘅兒子、妻子、媳婦進入方舟躲避洪水。潔淨的牲畜和不潔淨的牲畜、飛鳥及所有爬行在地上的，都一隊一隊有公有母到挪亞那裡進入方舟，正如神所吩咐挪亞的。過了七天，洪水泛濫在地上。挪亞六百歲那一年的二月十七日，就在那一天，大深淵的泉源都裂開，天上的窗戶也敞開了。四十晝夜有大雨降在地上。
Thank you. The scriptures here tells us that Noah was 600 years old when he went into the ark with his family and the creatures and animals with him.
咁聖經記載咧，挪亞入方舟嗰時候，其實佢已經係六百歲啦。佢帶住佢全家人，帶住動物、牲畜、飛鳥。
And the We also read that the flood water actually came a week after they entered into the ark.
咁係當佢哋進入咗方舟之後，大洪水係一個禮拜後先至出現。
In verse 4, it tells us that 7 days from then on, he will send the rain for 40 days and 40 nights.
在第四節，他過了七日，神就會降雨在地上四十晝夜。
And verse 11 tells us the exact date, which is the 17th day of the second month.
在十一節就是說是那年的二月十七日。
And question is why a week later?
咁个问题就系点解系等咗一个星期？
Not sooner。
点解唔系再快啲咧？
We do not know。
我哋唔知道。
But in verses 13 to 16, we read. Can you read for us?
十三去到十六节，正在那日，挪亚和他的儿子闪、含、亚弗，以及挪亚的妻子和三个媳妇，都一同进入方舟。他们和一切走兽各从其类，一切牲畜各从其类，地上爬行的动物各从其类，一切的鸟，就是一切有翅膀的飞禽，各从其类。凡有生命气息的血肉之躯，都一对一对到挪亚那里进入方舟。凡有血肉的，都一公一母进入方舟，正如神所吩咐挪亚的，耶和华就把他关在方舟里。
And so here it tells us that how Noah obeyed God's command to the dot, and then when he's inside, God shut the door on them.
咁呢度睇到就系挪亚遵照神一切所吩咐嘅，跟住当佢哋入咗去之后，神就亲自为佢哋去关上呢个门。
See, God shut them.In like we are being shut in by COVID-19.
神就去当时系关闭挪亚咁样，就好似今日我哋亦都系因为呢、这个冠状病毒嘅缘故，我哋系关闭咗。
But being shut in is not being shut out from God's mercy and salvation.
我哋虽然系关闭喺里边，但系我哋并冇喺神嘅恩典去排外。
As I spoke on it in chapter 6.
咁亦都第六章系咁讲过。
And so when that happens, the flood water began to rise, and as the water rises, the ark kept floating upwards on the surface of the water.
咁大洪水嚟嘅时候，方舟就浮起，咁啲水就托起呢个方舟。
And so verse 17 and 23 tells us that. Can you read?
十七去到廿三节系咁讲，洪水在地上泛滥四十天，水往上涨，使方舟浮起，方舟就从地上飘起来。水势汹涌，在地上大大上涨，方舟在水面上飘荡。水势在地上极其浩大，普天下所有的高山都淹没了。水势汹涌，比山高出十五爪，山岭都淹没了。凡有血气、血肉的，地上的所行的，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽和地上成群的动物，以及所有的人都死了。凡在干地上凡鼻孔里有生命的气息的都死了。耶和华除灭了地上各类的生物，包括人和牲畜、爬行动物以及天空的飞鸟，他们就从地上除灭了，只剩下挪亚和那些同他在方舟里的。水势汹涌，在地上共一百五十天。
Thank you. And you see here, it tells us that the mountains, the water rose until it covered the mountains.For over 15 cubits.
你見到當時記載啲水咧，係高過啲山，係高過大概有十五平方米。
Which is about 20 feet in our measurement.
咁大概係二十尺左右嘅高度。
And at that point, everything on earth was destroyed.
咁所有喺地上嘅都係毀滅。
While those who being shut in the ark are saved.
但系喺关喺方舟里边嘅就系蒙拯救。
And then verse 24 tells us that the waters flooded the earth for 150 days。
咁廿四节就系话呢个大洪水系淹没咗地上共一百五十天。
That's about 6 months, right?
大概六个月左右啦。
Well, in that time, God protected those people and animals in the ark from the consequences of the unrighteous.
咁係神保守喺方舟裏面嘅人同埋動物，就係呢個後果。
All because of this man Noah who did all that God said.
就係因為挪亞呢個人，佢係遵行神一切所吩咐嘅。
And that's why some people say Noah is a projection of Christ Himself who is to come.
咁所以有啲人話挪亞就係一個基督在嚟之前嘅一個投影。
And so for us, God also protected us from death, eternal death.
咁神亦都保守我哋去受呢個死亡，係一個永恆嘅死亡。
But it is because of Christ Himself, not anything else we did.
咁係因為藉著耶穌，唔係我哋所做嘅。
But doing what God, all that God says, may mean we being shut in from the rest of the world, like Noah.
咁我哋如果遵行神所吩咐嘅，就好似挪亞咁樣，我哋可能係關閉喺裏邊。
It might seems like a bad thing.
呢個睇落係一個好差嘅事情。
But in the story of Noah, it is for our own good.
但係喺挪亞故事裏邊，呢個對我哋係嘅好處。
But as Christians or as believers, we can be shut in by the rest of the world too.
咁我哋对我哋信徒嚟讲，我哋好似俾世界关闭咗喺里边咁样。
If we want to do all that God says,
如果我哋系净系遵行神所吩咐嘅
，and we see this happening in our every walks of life.
咁我哋睇到我哋生命嘅每一个阶段都系一样。
You know, in the world that we work with, or sometimes even in the church.
咁无论喺我哋所住嘅世界或者喺教会里边。
People will censor and ostracize us just for not agreeing with them.
咁無論喺教會裏邊或教會外邊嘅，我哋都會被去呢個去審查，亦都去排斥。
But the hope is that God Himself will censor and ostracize them at the end when Christ returns.
但係我哋嘅盼望咧，就係神就係佢會將來佢會審查，亦都去排擠佢哋當呢個大審判嚟嘅時候。
And at that time, no one can escape from this consequence of the unrighteous.
咁呢個係冇人能夠逃避呢個結果，呢個不義嘅一個結果。
And if you think about it, I believe that there are more worshippers of God than Noah himself.
我自己相信咧，就係話當時候敬拜神嘅唔係單係挪亞一個人。
There are other worshippers of the same God that Noah worshipped.
他们可能都是敬拜同一个神。
But God only considered Noah as righteous.
但是神只是看挪亚是一个义人。
Because he did everything God says.
因为他是遵行神所吩咐的。
And so this is the criteria of whether you are made righteous by the blood of Christ or whether God looks at you, that you do everything God tells you to do.
无论你系咪有基督嘅宝血嘅，神都系睇到你有冇去遵行佢所吩咐嘅。
See the story of Noah is a reminder that God will protect the righteous.
咁呢个故事就系再提醒我哋，神系保护佢系公义嘅人。
And it is at the same time a warning that He will judge the unrighteous.
同一时间系一个警告，系佢会审判啲唔公义嘅。
See the story of Israel in Egypt is the same thing.
咁好似呢個埃及同埋以色列嘅故事一樣。
When God told Israel that He's going to punish the firstborn of the Egyptians and spare those who do as He says, He will save their firstborn.
咁呢個就係喺呢個埃及人同埋呢個以色列人，就係話當以色列人就係遵行神所吩咐嘅，就係將血擺喺呢個門山上，跟住但係埃及嘅長子就會去死。
And so God told them, just kill a lamb, take its blood and smear it over your doorpost. And when the angel of death comes, he will pass by your house, but not the Egyptian houses.
咁系呢个系佢系派咗一啲死亡嘅天使，就系越过一啲当门上高系有呢个羔羊嘅血嘅时候，嗰啲死亡天使就会离开，但系埃及人嘅长子就受到遭害。
And all that had their door painted with the blood of the lamb, the firstborn was spared.
咁系当嗰个门系有羊羔嘅血嘅时候，嗰个头生嘅就会去保守。
And then Jesus, that's why Jesus is called the Passover lamb.
所以耶稣就系话逾越节嘅羔羊。
where God looks at the blood of Jesus, he passed over us and spared us from eternal death.
咁当神系睇到耶稣嘅血喺抹涂抹咗嘅时候，佢就会越过去，令到我哋唔再有呢个永恒嘅死亡。
But we must not take the salvation that we are given for granted.
但我哋唔好将我哋嘅救恩当为理所当然嘅。
A truly born again person must produce the fruits of repentance.
咁呢个真系一个真正嘅重生嘅人，系有一个悔改嘅一个果子喺里边。
And so, question we have to ask ourselves is, are we producing those fruits?
咁我哋要问我哋自己嘅问题，我哋有冇呢个悔改嘅果子
？Do we want to be those in the ark or outside the ark?
我哋想喺一个方舟里边定系方舟外边
？Because when Christ return, he will judge the unrighteous and spare the righteous.
当基督再嚟嘅时候，佢会审判啲不义嘅，但同一时间佢会拯救啲系公义嘅。
And I'm not talking about the loss of salvation here, or you, if you can lose salvation. I'm just talking the basic principle of how God sees a person as righteous and unrighteous.
我唔系讲紧你嘅救恩会唔会失去，但系我哋系讲紧嘅系一个神系点样睇一个乜嘢系公义，乜嘢系唔公义嘅。
But if you truly are born again, you don't have to worry.
如果你系真系重生嘅，你唔需要担心。
The blood of Jesus Christ is able to save you.
基督的宝血是能够拯救你。
And then we move on to chapter 8.
咁我哋嚟到第八章啦。
And we read verses 1 to 5 first.
我哋睇一至到五节。神纪念挪亚和挪亚方舟里的一切走兽牲畜，神使风吹地，水势渐落，深渊的泉源和天上的窗户都关闭了，雨不再从天降下，水从地上逐渐消退，过了150天。水就退了。七月十七日，方舟停在阿拉列山上，水继续退去，直到十月。十月初一，山顶都露出来了。
Thank you. And so, a truly born again Christian or the righteous, he will listen and obey all that God says.
重生同埋一个正义嘅人，佢系会听，亦都去遵行神所吩咐嘅。
And so, in chapter 8:1-5.As God put Noah and shut him in the ark, after that 6 months, he remembered Noah was still in the ark.
咁经文记载，神又再次纪念挪亚，当佢哋喺嗰个方舟关闭咗大概六个月嘅时候。
And they were shut in, but they were shielded from the calamity of the flood.
他们是被关闭，但同一时间他们是 在个关闭里面，他们是免受这个出面的灾难。
You know, 6 months is a long time because we're only 2 months into the pandemic and we're already getting bored at home.
咁六个月是很长的时间，我们在这个疫情的当中，我们关闭了两个月就顶不顺了。
We just can't get or can't wait to get out into the open or into the restaurants to feast again.
咁我哋系急不及待咁想出去外边去餐馆去食。
And so God knew Noah's struggle.
神知道挪亚佢嘅挣扎。
And so he closed the springs of the deep and the floodgates of the heavens.
所以神就将天上嘅窗户同地嘅深渊都关闭。
And when they were closed, the water slowly began to recede.
跟住当佢闩咗啲水嘅时候，啲水就慢慢渐退。
And it took a while before the water totally completely receded.
要过了一段时间，水先系全部退去。
You know, it took 150 days for it to flood the earth.
系大洪水系150日。
And on the seventh day of the seventh month, we read here that it rested on Mount Ararat.
咁经文记载系七月十七日，佢就喺亚希立山上停咗。
But it was only until the first day of the tenth month that the top of the mountains can be seen。
跟住就系话十月初一山顶先可以睇到。
And then almost 3 months later for the water to see, when the mountain was visible, it was 3 months About 3 months later.
大概是三个月的时间才看到一个山顶。
And then the waiting again after that was another 40 days.
再等待多大概40日。
Then Noah started opening the window of the ark.
跟住挪亚先打开方舟上的一个窗。
And he sent a raven out first.
他首先是派一个乌鸦出去。
And the raven flew back and forth until the earth was dry.
这个是乌鸦就回来，因为当时候的水还没退。
And so we read in verse 6 to 12, this is what happened.
六至到十二节是这样说的，就是说过了四十日，挪亚打开他所做的方舟的窗户，放出一只乌鸦，那乌鸦飞来飞去，直到地上的水都干了。他又从他那里放出一只鸽子，要看水从地面上退了没有，但全地面都是水，鸽子找不到落脚之地，就回到方舟挪亚那里。挪亚伸手接了鸽子，把它带进方舟。挪亚又另外等了七天，再把鸽子从方舟放出去。到了晚上，鸽子回到他那里，看那嘴里有一片刚啄下来的橄榄叶，挪亚就知道水已经从地上退了。他又另外等了七天，再放鸽子，这次鸽子不再回到他那里了。
If you notice the first bird that he let out was a raven.
所以你留意到他第一次放出的是个乌鸦。
And the raven is considered an unclean animal.
这个乌鸦是说是不洁的。
And so he doesn't listen to God's word or listen to the Noah's word.
他不听神的吩咐，也不听挪亚的吩咐。
He just fly here and there without care for Noah.
他就咁飞嚟飞去，他不理挪亚。
So next time Noah sent out a clean animal, a clean bird, the dove.
咁跟住挪亚就去拣一啲系洁净嘅雀，就系拣咗鸽子。
The dove flew, and when he can't find a place to perch himself on, he come back to the ark.
当那只鸽子是找不到落脚的地方，它就回来方舟了。
And you read carefully, it says, it returned to Noah in the ark.
它就是回去挪亚在方舟里面。
Where the raven just fly back and forth, don't even have a chance for Noah to try to get him in.
它只是乌鸦是这样飞来飞去，挪亚都是拿不回那只乌鸦。
Because we read that Noah reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back.To himself in the ark.
咁呢个就系记载就话挪亚伸手去接咗嗰只鸽子，将佢带入方舟里边。
One is wild, one is tame in the sense.
一个就系野生嘅，一个就系好似去顺服嘅。
One is obedient, one is not.
一个顺服，一个唔顺服嘅。
One knows his master, one does not.
一个系知道个主人，一个系唔知嘅。
And so, Noah waited another.Week before he let the dove out again.
跟住挪亚再等到一个星期之后，佢就再放一只鸽子出去。
And when the dove returned to him in the evening, Noah noticed that on in his beak there was a freshly plucked olive leaf.
佢就话当嗰只鸽子夜晚翻嚟时候，佢挪亚就留意到嗰只鸽子佢个嘴里边系有个一片一个橄榄叶。
So there's a sign of life on earth.
即是说这个地上是有一个生命的一个证据。
But Noah did not right away get out of the ark.
但是挪亚并没有立刻去离开方舟。
He knew the water has receded, but he waited 7 more days.
他知道水是退了，但是他另外再等多7日。
And then he sent the dove out again.
跟着他再放那只鸽子出去。
But this time the dove did not return.
但今次呢只鸽子就冇再翻嚟啦。
Because it's able to survive out there.
因为佢可以喺外边生存。
You see, and we read that you know, when Noah came out of the ark, he was 601 years old. While he entered it at 600 years old.
咁记载就系挪亚出方舟时候佢就601岁，佢入方舟时候佢600岁。
Verse 13 to 14.Can we read for us?
13-14节，当挪亚601岁正月初一的时候，地上的水就都干了。 挪亚打开方舟的盖，观看，看那地面干了。到了二月二十七日，地就都干了。
And so when he came out, the earth was completely dry.
佢挪亚喺方舟出嚟时候，地就干啦。
And we see here that Noah did his part to ensure it was safe for him and his family and the animals to come out of the ark.
咁你见到挪亚佢系保证佢出嚟嘅时候，所有嘅都系地系安全嘅。
While God did his part in protecting them inside the ark.
咁神亦都去喺方舟里边保守佢哋。
You see, that is the hand of God at work.And the responsibility of the hand of man also together at work.
你见到神嘅一个嘅责任同人嘅一个责任，佢哋系手牵手咁样去一齐去同工。
And God through Jesus Christ has saved us freely. And we on our part, we must do as He says.
咁神系藉着耶稣基督系免费嘅去拯救咗我哋，咁但我哋亦都要尽我哋嘅本分，就系遵行神所吩咐嘅。
See, God told Noah to come out with those in the ark once he found that the earth was completely dry.
咁神就系吩咐咁，佢哋出嚟嘅时候，地系已经系干啦。
And then God gave him a command.
神就俾咗一个吩咐挪亚。
The same command he gave to Adam.
一个系同对亚当嘅同一个嘅吩咐
，to be fruitful and multiply，
就系佢系里边系呢个生养众多，铺满遍地。
Can you read for us verse 15 to 17？
十五去到十七节系咁话，神对挪亚说：你同你的妻子、儿子、媳妇都要出方舟。凡与你一起有血肉的生物，就是飞鸟、牲畜和地上爬的一切爬行动物，都要带出来。他们要在地上滋生、繁殖、增多。
See, in giving the same command that he gave Adam is significant.
对呢、这个俾呢、这个挪亚嘅呢个吩咐同亚当系一样，系一个好重要嘅事情。
It is because God is giving the world a second chance.
呢个就系神俾呢个世界第二次嘅一个机会。
A chance to reboot itself after the flood.
这个就是再一个重生，就是这个洪水之后。
And Noah was the one to fulfill this command.
这个挪亚就是要去这个吩咐的，他是就去行出来。
And look at verse 18 to 19.
去到十八、十九节就是说，于是挪亚和他的儿子、妻子、媳妇都出来了。一切走兽、爬行动物和飞鸟，地上所有的动物，各从其类，也都出了方舟。
And so this group of people and creatures, animals and birds, are going to reboot the world once again.
咁佢呢啲所有嘅动物、飞鸟同一切牲畜、爬行嘅都走出嚟，佢哋再一次有个重生。
And in Genesis chapter 1,We read that God considered Noah as righteous in his generation.
再一次睇到系神睇挪亚嘅世代，佢睇到挪亚系个义人。
And then he told Noah in this chapter 7 to build the ark.
喺第七章，神就吩咐挪亚佢去起一个方舟。
Before he sent the flood to judge the unrighteous.
就系佢去派呢个洪水去到审判呢个世界之前。
And now he commands them.Or commands Noah in particular to be fruitful and multiply.
佢就系睇到呢个神对挪亚就系话佢要生养众多，铺满全地。
In other words, it's now Noah's responsibility to fulfill this command that was meant for Adam.
咁呢个就系你睇到挪亚就系满足咗呢个神嘅吩咐，呢个对亚当嘅一个吩咐。
Adam was the representative of the human race.
亚当就是人类的一个代表。
Noah now succeeds him to take care of God's creation and to rebuild it.
挪亚就去继承了这个责任。
God was giving the world a second chance.
神给这个世界第二次机会。
His role now includes to be fruitful and multiply.
呢个佢系呢个角色，就系话要去滋生众多，铺满遍地。
You see, when it comes to us, this same commands is still given to us.
对于我哋嚟讲，我哋有同样嘅一个命令。
Because Jesus commanded us to go and make disciples of all nations.
神呢、这个耶稣对我哋嘅一个大使命，就系话要使万民作我嘅门徒。
Can you read for me Matthew 28:19-20?
呢个马太福音28:19-20，所以你们要去使万民作我嘅门徒。凡我所吩咐你嘅，都要教他们遵守，奉父子圣灵嘅名系为他们施浸。凡我所一切吩咐嘅，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你嘅同在，直到世界嘅末了。
The principle of being fruitful and multiply is seen in this great commission.
我哋睇到呢个滋生众多、铺满遍地，就系睇到呢个大使命嘅。
And we do so by evangelizing the world and making disciples of those.Who have yet to believe in Jesus.
就是传福音，是对啲未信嘅就去讲福音。
And the ultimate goal is to do what?
呢个最终嘅目标系乜嘢咧
？Not just save them.
唔系净系拯救佢哋。
But that they will obey everything Jesus has commanded us.
凡耶稣所吩咐嘅都教佢哋去遵守。
Just as Noah did all that God commanded of him.
就好似挪亚遵守神所吩咐佢嘅一样。
And this is what a righteous person should be like.
呢个就系呢个义人所应该所做嘅。
And so have we been fruitful and multiplying?
我哋有冇生养众多、铺满遍地咧
？Whether as a church or as an individual,
喺教会嚟讲，喺个人嚟讲
，Are we making disciples of all nations?
我有冇使万民作我嘅门徒，作耶稣门徒？
Are we teaching them to obey everything that God commands of us?
有冇教佢哋遵守耶稣所一切所吩咐嘅
？You know, it's a common knowledge that as a nation, or even nations around the world, we are not a nation or nations of building people to come to know God.
咁我哋有冇好似国与国之间咁，我哋去建立人去认识耶稣咧
？In fact, it's common knowledge that we are all self-seeking.
咁我哋系一个自我满足嘅一啲人。
The pandemic has brought out this self-seeking nature so clearly in our own nation.
咁呢个疫情嘅系反映咗我哋嘅人性喺里边。
And so we are as self-seeking as all other than generations.
我哋系呢个自我满足嘅一代人。
If not more so，
如果唔系更加多
，we fail to honour God。
我哋冇去尊重神
，particularly as His people，
尤其系佢嘅子民。
We may build and multiply physical buildings called the church。
我哋亦都去生咗好多建筑好多唔同嘅一个建筑物
，but we fail to build lives for Christ。
但系我哋系建立唔到喺基督里边嘅生命。
We may even build up the minds of believers。
我哋可能建立咗呢啲信徒嘅一个意念。
With the knowledge of God's word，
就系神话语嘅一个知识。
But we have failed to build their souls to obey God at everything that He says。
但系我哋冇做到去建立佢哋嘅灵魂，就系遵行神所吩咐嘅。
We have also failed to act righteously.
我哋亦都去冇办法去行到呢个公义嘅事情。
Or help others to do the same.
或者去帮助其他人去做。
See, COVID-19 reminds us not only that we are helpless people.
咁呢个冠状病毒系话俾我哋听，我哋系一班无助嘅人。
But we are also corrupted as well.
我哋都系败坏嘅。
And we need God badly.
我哋系需要神，系好需要神。
We need His Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us to live a righteous life.
我哋需要呢个圣灵去帮助我哋去过一个公义嘅一个生活。
We need to honor Him and we need to be fruitful and multiply.
我哋需要去尊敬神，亦都系要去呢个生养众多。
See, God set His people apart.
神是将我们去分开了
And we are called to be his servant.
我哋係分別咗，亦都去呼召我哋去做佢嘅仆人。
And a servant does as his master tells him to do.
一個仆人係會做主人所吩咐佢嘅。
And if we do all that he tells us to do, then in his eyes, we are righteous.
如果我哋遵行神所吩咐嘅，我哋就喺神嘅眼中係一個義人。
And when God returns, or when Christ returns, he will say, "Well done and faithful servants."
基督再嚟嘅時候，佢就話呢個忠心又公義嘅一個仆人。
And so may God help us.
求神去幫助我哋。
As we reflect on this topic and this passage.
當我哋再一次思想呢段經文。
Let's pray.
我哋一齊低頭禱告。
親愛天父，我哋感謝你嘅恩典，耶穌基督嘅寶血洗乾淨我哋嘅罪。我哋喺呢個面前係一個義人。求神你幫助我哋可以活出呢個義人嘅行動。奉主耶穌嘅名求。Amen.